Donald Trump is once again stoking a birther lie, this time against Kamala Harris. Today, we'll discuss that, plus more concerns over the Postal Service ahead of the election, and the president's son-in-law and White House advisor Jared Kushner meets with Kanye West. Hi, everyone. David Chalian is off. I'm Kristen Holmes, a CNN correspondent covering election integrity and really all things Washington. And this is the Daily DC. Okay, so we need to start with one very clear fact. Senator Kamala Harris, now Joe Biden's running mate, is an American citizen. An American citizen who was born in Oakland, California. And like millions of American citizens, Harris happens to be the child of two immigrants. Her citizenship is not a question. So now that we've gotten that out of the way, we can begin. President Trump said Thursday that he was told about claims on, quote, social media that Kamala Harris might not be eligible to serve as president and vice president, and that he himself had no idea if she'd be eligible. And if this sounds familiar, it is. President Trump spent years pushing these birther conspiracy theories about President Obama, asking if he was actually eligible to be president and at points demanding to see his birth certificate. So why exactly does this matter when we know for a fact that both Harris and Obama are American citizens and they're both eligible to hold office? Because the president is again alleging that a person of color is not actually, quote, from here. And it's not just that. He's suggesting that Harris doesn't belong in power because of her heritage. And instead of hitting Harris on legitimate issues like her policies and her record, Trump is using polarizing and divisive language to undermine and discredit her. Here's what else matters today. There are more concerns over the future of the United States Postal Service ahead of the election and new questions about the relationship between President Trump and Postmaster General Louis DeJoy, who is a major Trump donor and fundraiser. So the White House is telling CNN that the two met for what they are calling a congratulatory conversation last week, despite President Trump saying about a week later that he hadn't spoken to DeJoy. Now, this is happening as lawmakers from both parties are sounding alarms over new policies implemented by DeJoy that have slowed down delivery times. And today, CNN obtained a memo written by DeJoy to employees acknowledging some of the, quote, unintended consequences of the new changes to the agency, but saying that it was necessary. Postal Service workers and state officials have questioned the veracity of that claim. And now the Postal Service is warning states that voters risk not getting their ballots back to election offices in time because of lags in mail delivery. Now, this was in letters that were sent out to numerous states, and it just adds another level of uncertainty to the upcoming election. And one last thing for you today. White House senior advisor Jared Kushner said Thursday he recently met with a presidential candidate to talk policy. And it's not who you think, not his father-in-law, Donald Trump. No, Kushner has been talking to Kanye West, the rapper who he says he's been friends with for 10 years. Now, Kanye announced his bid for the presidency last month, and CNN has reported that Republican operatives in several states are actively helping him get on the presidential ballot. The two of them met in Colorado last weekend. That's it for today's Daily DC. Thank you so much. Now, a special message from your usual host.
Hey, it's David here, and I want to fill you in on some exciting news. This is the last week of the Daily DC. For those of you who've been avid listeners, and for those of you listening for the first time, I really want to thank you. It's been a great run covering some of the biggest political stories with you. But do not worry, I'm not going far. In fact, the CNN audio team and I have been cooking up some new podcasts for you. If you want to keep getting your political news in 10 minutes or less, I hope you'll check out the CNN Political Briefing. As its host, I'll be giving you the latest political insights you need to know. This will be similar to the Daily DC version you've been hearing for the past month. We're also launching a brand new weekly podcast that will take you beyond the headlines. It's called Politically Sound. Every Friday, CNN senior political reporter Nia Malika Henderson and I will be joined by special guests to help you connect the dots on what happened in politics that week. So check out and subscribe now to CNN Political Briefing and Politically Sound, wherever you get your podcasts. We'll see you there next week. This podcast is a production of CNN Audio. Megan Marcus is the executive producer, and Haley Thomas is the senior news producer. Raj Makhija is our technical lead. Our episodes are produced by Will Cadigan, Mimi Mutessa, and Priscilla Alibi, and engineered by Francisco Monroy. David Toledo is the team's production assistant.
Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.